Good morning to everyone. I'm looking at you right now. I know I'm nervous, but I'm honored to be here in front of you speaking because I know there are a lot of those who have spoken here before, experienced ladies. And I'm very honored to thank everyone who encouraged me to be here. I don't have time to name, but there are a few. Thank you very much for coming here, especially to those who traveled far or distance, maybe 2-3 hours, and they're here, despite the traffic and whatever. Thank you very much. My lessons today, I don't know if I'm going to cry, but I'm just nervous. And I'm thankful for those two ladies who speak here. I've been there, and they have a lot of wisdom for those seasons. They are tough ladies. Our lesson is serving God in the autumn of life and working smarter. Well, you can already guess my age by our lesson. Well, it's no doubt I just turned 50. The day I turned 50, I tell you, it was kind of awkward feeling, I must admit. I'm only human to feel the way I felt. I'm not perfect. It's a different feeling, but I managed to overcome it. In addition to this feeling, I began to experience, excuse me, I wonder if everybody can hear me because they told me I speak so soft. I have to scream, let me know. In addition to this feeling, I began to experience PMS. I'm not talking about premenstrual syndrome. I'm talking about perimenopausal syndrome. You know, when you hit 50s, your body changed drastically. Then I recently received in the mail an invitation for a membership from AARP, a government benefits and discounts program for senior citizens. Then my daughter called me and wished me a happy 50th golden year. As I recalled, I used to watch The Golden Girls. It's the show that my mother used to love. And I remember my daughter told me too that now I realize I'm a golden girl now. Then my daughter, who is now living in Long Beach, told me that after their wedding this year, they are planning to have a child within 3 years. Then I said, not only am I a golden girl, but I'm going to be a future grandmother. Well, all these body changes in age doesn't really matter to me anymore. I learned to quickly overcome them as days pass. What has really mattered to me now is that I mature quickly in my conviction to serve the Lord. It was a great deal feeling so revived. I know I cannot turn the clock back. I had asked myself too, have I really grown older spiritually, gracefully, emotionally, and physically? The answer is yes and no. You may wonder why I answered yes and no. Let me elaborate the answers by simply just sharing with you some of my experiences. Then the conclusion is yours. I have experienced in the past many great deals of frustration, discouragement, trials, challenge, and disappointment in life. Especially during my marriage life and previous jobs and present. I even experienced depression, to be honest. My marriage has brought me an unpleasant, unfortunate circumstances. Through those years of agony, pain, and battle, to win my husband to the Lord has never taken place. Instead, it ended up in separation and divorce. It was a very long 21 years and 9 months battle. I was to blame for not being faithful in the beginning. I have to tell you, despite the things I experienced, one thing I never did is to blame God for what has happened to me. He is a loving God. I have stopped blaming myself and learned not to look back anymore. As I know it would only make my life worse thinking of all the past, I must move on and prioritize my spiritual struggles to serve God. What has happened in the past made me grow more closer to Him and stronger emotionally. I realized that there is no way to bring them back and make a change. The past is past, and I cannot turn back the clock. My frustration in life has widened due to my health problems, which has become a challenge for me. In 1999, my doctor has told me that I have duodenal ulcers, an H. pylori, a hiatal hernia, In 2000, the last diagnosis, I had a Barrett ulcer. He said that the lining of my esophagus has narrowed and I developed a severe gas reflux. This means I'll take my medication for the rest of my life. He said I must change my lifestyle and abstain from acidic food. And chocolate is one of them, and I love chocolate. Then my cardiologist told me I have mitral valve prolapse, in short, a heart murmur. She prescribed an Inderal for my heart, told me to follow a low-fat diet and exercise. Then my GI doctor found another problem. He said, I have hypoglycemia. I never thought in my life that I'm so rich with illnesses. All I have to do now is donate my entire body to research and center, and those researchers will be very happy. Needless to say, I took all the prescriptions and depended on them. As years passed, I developed some bad side effects. I consulted my doctors. Of course, they told me that all those long-term use will be bad for my body. I stopped my medication. So I seek help through internet and books and natural resources. I did my exercise, including walking my dog. Surely I decided to do something about my health problems because I don't want to feel miserable for the rest of my life. I did exactly what must I do. As a soldier in Christ, I'm quoting Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13-17. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I stopped my Inderal, I started my low-fat diet and acid reflux control diet. I have learned in time as I get older that discipline can make a big difference. When I decided to change my lifestyle, there are so many things that I must abstain from my list. One of them is to control my bad eating habits. I decided to abstain from foods that aggravated and made my illnesses worse. In times, I got used to not eating them anymore. I realized that this is the mind over body's temporary pleasure of eat all you can and suffer later. I said, it is all in my head, the urge to have them and crave them, and the consequences after I ate them. When I'm facing trials and temptations, I recite my favorite Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. And Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? These are my favorite verses. By following my doctor's instructions, I simply improve my overall health status. Not 100% though, because I will have to live with my ulcers for the rest of my life, but that doesn't bother me. I know God is there. He will help me to go through this. As long as I'm strong and I have my strength, I will do the best to be of service to God. I decided to do something about them, and I did. I put away my being childish. Please don't get me wrong. When I quoted childish, I didn't mean that all through those years I acted like a child with lollipop in one hand and a teddy bear on the other. I have a 27-year-old daughter. Imagine if I did. I am using and quoting 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11 as an example. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understand as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I learned that if I do trust in the Lord, as Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all the ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. No matter what stages we may go through, if we seek his help through prayers and put him first, no matter what obstacle we may face, we can always overcome them. He always provided for us an escape from all life's difficulties. I will be reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Please let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. I'm sorry, I missed this one. Now all these things happen unto them for an example, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are came. Excuse me, ladies, I must apologize. I made a mistake there with the chapter. Even at work, I have endured pressure, stress, and frustration, plus my marriage on the rock. I work day and night and weekends too. I have a big responsibility that I even carry a cell phone and a laptop anywhere I go. When I'm at home, I even dial to our data center servers to make sure everything are working fine. When a coworker call, I must be available for help or to help. But all these years of working hard in my job, I decided that I will also put more greater effort in serving the Lord and His church by being at every Sunday worship, which the Lord has commanded to do so. I learned that I must put my salvation on high priority. Please let us read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Also, and so I did, but then I thought, it is not enough. I have to follow Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. I'm not going to read every chapters because I have a limited time. I have so many. I will just quote it to you. I have to follow Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, John 15, verse 12. I learned in life to follow Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. That one. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. One of the brothers in Christ once asked me, quote, how do I manage to live by myself with my situations? He asked, don't I get lonely and depressed without nobody to talk to with my problems? I simply said, not really. I have a dog that keep me company. I have friends that I spend time with. I have neighbors I talk to. And most of all, I know God is there with me always. When loneliness strike me due to my health and my work, I just pray to God and plead Him to grant me emotional strength, mental strength. Then I would feel better. It is the Lord that keep me going. When I'm sad, I pull my Bible and read. By reading, I know He is present and talking to me. Thank you for Brother Fikes and Sister Fikes for correcting me in that part. You see, as we get older, we become stronger, tougher, and wiser. And I know I did. When I come home from work in stress, I prayed first and thank Him that my day at work was over. I thank Him for that moment that I'll have peace of mind. I thank Him for He provided a job for me and I earned my ends meet for that day's end. Then I turn on the radio, I listen to soft music to help me relax while I'm having my late dinner. Sometimes I find myself singing to it. I avoid watching depressive news, dramas, and violence. There are so many things we can do to relieve stress. Reading the Bible helped me drawing closer to God because I know He cares. I learned to follow Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And now I keep receiving countless blessings. I also walk my dog, and I must take care of my body because it is the temple of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. But first and foremost, we must put an effort to work in His vineyard by serving and loving our brethren. This is a must to get to heaven, by helping those who are in need in church and outside the church. Every souls are important. God has created them and us. Through us, they may also have hope of eternal life. One day, my daughter handed me a book to read. It's about financial. I think, as I recall, the title is Smart Woman, Finished Last. I read a few pages, never had a chance to finish, but I got the idea already. And I said to myself, Christian women are smart women who finish first but not last. They have hope of eternal salvation. Titus chapter 3, verse 7. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10. Therefore, I endured all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. They toil together, they work hard for the service of the Lord, they grow smarter in reading and teaching his words. God has given us talents. Each of us are different. Each of us are unique in some ways. We may have different responsibilities and role in life, but we must discover and use our God-given talents. This talent can be of service to the Lord. It can be of service to the community, your neighborhood, an encouragement to others. Helping those who are in troubles, whether church member or outside the church. We could be a motivator to others. We must continue our fellowship with one another, but we must also interact with our neighbors, meaning every soul. We should learn how to be broad-minded and open our hearts to the community, not just our brethren and family. Jesus had put a great impact and example into my life because of Matthew chapter 22 and 39, and the entire chapter of Matthew because, see, he mingled with all different kind of people, sinners, poor, and sick people. By putting an example like that, I learned to do the same thing. But I know I cannot perfect that one. He is a perfect, our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes when I encounter a beggar on the streets, I have learned on the street begging for food or money, whatever I have, I will give it with all my heart and soul. I remember Sister Shauna told me, don't do that because these people, they take advantage in everything. She knows because she works for those, those shelter and everything. But I just handed my bag of food. And I even handed my favorite cheesecake. I learned how to deal with every difficult people everywhere. And I go at work. I became a motivator, an encourager to others. The point is that what I'm making is we must learn as we get older to be sincere in what we say. People can tell if we're not. People judge us by the way we talk, we act, and we live our life. We must be a light of the world and salt of the earth. Matthew chapter 5, 13, 14. I always smiled and laughed, which is me. It is my characteristic that make an impact to others. For example, at work, when I say good morning, especially on Monday, I'll receive no response but serious faces. One day I started a reverse psychology and said good evening, especially on Monday. Instead, then I got the attention and everybody started laughing. When it's afternoon, I would say good morning. And some of my coworkers starting getting the habit of doing so. Some of the ladies at work would always comment to me why I always remain happy and smiling despite of any problems with computers I may encounter. I don't panic and get frustrated. I've done that in the past, in summer, spring. Now that it's autumn, I must change that lifestyle. I simply said I already earned my frustration long time ago, and this is what I had, my ulcers. I told them, I don't want to make it worse. I continue on until one day some lady said that every time I say happy day, I make them laugh, and they started calling me Miss Happy Day. I have so many unpleasant experiences at work. I don't need to elaborate more, but I tell you, they were tough, but I managed. I learned self-control. We must continue our fellowship with one another, but we must also interface with non-Christian souls around us. Because you never know, they may be a potential Christian. We must show our good example of being a loving Christian, kind, sincere, compassionate, honest and dependable. When I converse with people, I show them sincerity and I listen well. There are the traits that earn me to win the trust of my friends, neighbors, co-workers, and even people I just encountered. Let me share with you some of my work experience again. Early last year, I was promoted to a higher position, which means more responsibilities and no overtime compensation. That's okay. I'm grateful for these blessings, knowing that I still have my job. I went from training after training and worked during weekends and at night. I traveled out of state to state to work during the night, and in addition to this, I work with men. I'm the only woman in our team. During the time I spent with these guys, I learned a lot of their personality traits and characters, and they did learn of me too. One thing I noticed is that they never curse or say dirty words in front of me. We dined together, we ate lunch together, sometimes they would drink, but never they did talk dirty in front of me, because I realized they never heard of me other silly jokes or green jokes. They never heard of me say foul language. I earned their confidence of trusting me. One time I commented to one of the guy, I said, "I'm the only woman on our team. There are 8 of us." And he quoted, "Don't worry, Ruth. We treat you equally." Perhaps it is that they all knew I'm way older than them and that I'm a woman. But then again, I realized, no, it was my example that make these guys think before they act. In fact, one of the guys has really bad temper, but I managed to overcome that, and now we're buddies. He asked me one day, "What is it that when we went through a lot of trouble when we were doing our transition, I can remain calm?" And his face is flared up because he has a bad temper. I said, simply, "Because I'm sleeping." But that's not the truth. I simply learned how to discipline and control myself in times of any circumstances. Then I had developed a good relationship with this guy. I showed him that no matter how he treated me, I can put up with his temper, but others cannot. Well, others cannot. I treated him with respect and kindness. Then I remember 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 and through 7. "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love." Without love, we cannot do anything, because people can tell if we're not doing it, if we're doing it with hypocrisy. It must be with love. Now I know I'm growing older gracefully and maturely, and has learned a great deal of working smarter. My being just simply a Christian woman professing God, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, are also called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses." During my last business trip to Chicago last year of October, I stayed there for almost 2 weeks. One of my big bosses has commented me. He said, "It looks like you're enjoying your stay in Chicago." He noted that I am very well likable by other coworkers, that they all agreed to join me and my partner for a big lunch that they never done before. They all came and it was a pleasant welcome, according to one of my coworkers. Everybody was gathering, we're all speaking, some of them doesn't even speak with each other. I was so honored that each group took me out to lunch. They all came because of me. I was so honored. I'm sorry. Another group took me out to dinner, another one after another. We went to a pizza, oh, by the way, we went to a big pizza place. It's, you know, Chicago is very famous. I'm pretty sure everyone knows here. It's very famous about their pizza thing. So we went to this Luma Waldi place, and everybody ordered pizza. You know, there's tomatoes and whatever. I can say no, but needless to say, I have a bad ulcer, but I can say no. I eat it anyway. One of my favorite chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I don't want to read that because actually if I may read a few, this is a very big chapter and I don't know if my time permits. Let's please open chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and all the way through. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand of mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believe all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, this is my favorite. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, in our case, woman, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I also am known. And now abideth faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. My conclusion, I know many of you already conclude my story. I mean, if I have to write my stories, probably I have 30 pages. But ladies, sisters, and those visitors, I'm grateful for everyone that you have come here today. I really appreciate it. My life, if I have to tell you, I've seen a lot of those ladies who have known me for many years. They know what I went through. They knew my marriage on the rock. They knew that I struggled in life. I'm not perfect. I tried to be. They knew that there are times that I fall back and forth, but I struggled. I got all their encouragement and support, and I'm grateful for those ladies. I can see all of them now. If I have to name names, it will take a while and Sister Frank may not be able to talk. Sorry, but my point is, I'm trying to say is that everyone I know, even out there, may be experiencing the same thing I experience in life. But remember, God is there. We are not alone. Those ladies out there that are not in the Lord, I feel sorry for them. Maybe their burden was so heavy that they cannot even, or even one of you that cannot even lift. But what I'm saying is that God, if we believe in God, if we trust in God, if we fellowship one another, if we come to worship every Sunday, if we try, we have to try. And we have to be. Because He's there. Now, I'm blessed. I know it was myself that I did it, all those things that made me fall. But actually, if I only realized that in those younger years, I don't have to suffer anymore. Now, I still have my strength, although I have my ulcers. I can do anything through Christ that strengthened me. It's not the end of the world. We can do better. Thank you very much for your time.